What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, The Walking Dead Recap Show, along from AccordingToKristen.com. I have Kristen next to me. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
She and I are going to be talking about The Walking Dead. We usually have Brancy here, but Brancy apparently is missing in action.
She's replacing batteries in her fire alarm.
Thank God. Well, that, you know what, people, if you tuned in a couple of times, every time we talk to Brancy, she's got that annoying beep, beep. And we're like, if your house catches on fire, she's like, I know, I'm going to change it. And it's been like that for a year. So let's be honest. We told her that she cannot be on the show unless she fixes that alarm system thing. So that's what she's doing right now. Has she texted you back yet about if she liked last week's episode?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Is she mad at us? Is that why she's not talking to us?
No. I think she has school tonight.
Whatever. She's been in school for like 10 years already.
Don't be mean, Michael.
Since I met her. Same with you. Before we get into this show, I definitely want to shout out. Now, I just told you off air the top cities. Now I'm going to share information with you, Kristen, and the Walking Dead family. We're sending shout outs to people, the top countries that listen to our recap show. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
United States. You're supposed to clap because you're from there.
Yay.
Japan, Saudi Arabia, Russia, United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, Turkey, Denmark, Ecuador, Poland, Thailand, and the Ukraine. Those are the top countries that listen to us. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yes.
So to everybody that listens to us, hello. All right. Let's do this. Are you ready? This episode was called Say Yes.
Came out. Dress.
Yes to the dress. That's what it felt like. It was like a honeymoon.
Right? like, where's the wedding and the carnival?
March 5th. It was last Sunday. Today's the 7th, of course. So we're recapping last Sunday's episode. And I mentioned it last episode. I call it Rick and Michonne found guns and had a lot of sex episode. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about all the sex? Were you cool with it? Or could you have been like, okay, enough already. Kill some zombies.
Yes.
Really? Oh, God. Okay, so, and you know what? I was just joking.
I was like, what is happening here?
They're hunting for supplies, and they're stressed. What else is there to do?
Kill zombies?
Really? So, if you had
no, I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you had a high guy next to you, be like, hold on, honey. We got to go kill some zombies. Really?
Yeah, no? I would have done the same thing.
I know. So, I mean, how did you feel about it, though? Like, was it too much? I mean, you're a girl. If it would have been...
Like I said, it didn't drag on. Like, it was just, like, they showed it and that was it.
No, they didn't show it and that was it. They showed it, then they walked around, then they showed it again, and then they walked around.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't like a five-minute scene of them having sex.
And that would have bothered you?
No, it wouldn't have bothered me.
You perv.
Oh my gosh, this is the guy who's bringing it up.
I'm just trying to pick your minds. I'm just trying to understand the female thought process.
Well, everyone's different, Michael.
That's true. Well, I'm just wondering. You know, for me.
I didn't mind it, though.
For me, you know, I just, I think it didn't bother me. I wasn't going, yeah, Rick. But I was just like, I thought it was just like, okay, this is a part. It was pretty cool because it kind of mixed well with the episode.
Mm-hmm.
It gelled well. There you go. Get it, gel. Never mind. How did you feel about Rick and Michonne? I mean, they're hunting. They find all the stuff. How did you feel when Michonne all of a sudden thought that Rick had gotten killed by the zombies?
You know.
Uh-oh. You know what? Hold on. Let me rewind. Okay. How did you feel about this episode? Because the way that everything I'm asking, you're like, nah.
No, I like the episode.
I got some gas.
Oh, my God.
So did you like this one better than last week's episode?
Of course I did.
Okay, so you definitely like this one better than the Eugene episode.
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, so, I liked this episode. I thought it was good.
But?
I just feel like they were doing some stupid things.
Okay.
Like, well, why the hell were they standing on that roof that was full of water?
You know what? I looked at my when Rick was standing on the Ferris wheel, I looked at my wife. I was like, you know what? I think Rick's getting a little too cocky.
Exactly.
And maybe it's not even cocky. It's just careless because I think he's just having so much fun with Michonne on the road, you know, and kind of like taking a break.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, we could take another day.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, you have two kids.
Exactly. Rick, you're not being a responsible father.
Exactly. And the thing with Michonne thinking that he was getting eaten, I texted Brancy and I was like, oh my God, no, Michonne is going soft.
You know what? I mean, I knew that. I mean, we all knew, like, there's no way Rick's going to get eaten. It did kind of bother me when, you know, when she just dropped her sword. And I know that people are listening and are like, hello, he loves. I get the whole love thing.
Exactly.
But you got to keep moving on. Like, I was very surprised she did that.
So was I, because I feel like it came out of nowhere because she's such a strong character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I completely understand that she would be upset and, you know, would have to take some time to get herself back together. But it's like to just give up like that when she wasn't even sure that that was him. Like,
I know. And, you know, and I love me Michonne. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love me Michonne. But I'm just, you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, wait a second. Maybe we need to regroup here. You know, and I'm hoping that Rick's pep talk in the van at the end was like, look, you can live without me. I'm going to live without you. I'm going to keep moving forward. So I think Rick is definitely in a stronger, because, you know, it's almost like the roles are reversed. You know, like last couple of episodes when Rick was like, I got to do everything Negan says. And then Michonne's like, we got to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it's flipped because she's so in love and finally has Rick and he's happy that she's just almost smothering him almost. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little concerned because I don't want Michonne to get distracted. Like, I need her focused.
And I think that's what I didn't like, because usually in shows like this, when that starts to happen, one of them is gonna go.
So you think you think this is like foreshadowing Michonne, something's gonna happen?
I mean, I don't want that to happen because I love both of them.
Right.
If anyone's gonna go, it's probably gonna be her. I don't think anything's gonna happen to Rick.
Now Rick's, yeah, he's, I don't think.
I just think she's such a strong character, and to see in this episode, it's like from one episode to the next.
What would you say to someone if they said, "Well, I think she is a strong character, and for her to show that shows a different side, you know, a softer love."
Yeah, that's fine too, but she just basically gave up completely.
Yeah, because I was like, pick up the goddamn sword. Because then I was like, looking how far it was. I was like, ah. And then the thing that I didn't like, and don't get me wrong, I've loved every episode, even the Morgan episode, because you never liked it, or Brancy. But when she was like, Michonne, and he threw the sword, I was like, really? That just kind of, just remind me of one of those movies from the 80s. Like,
I mean, yeah, because it was a perfect throw. It was a perfect catch.
Yeah.
And then she just knocked the heads off of two zombies.
Yeah, just. And maybe the reasoning why I felt it was a cheesy throw is because maybe I'm still feeling kind of icky about that she dropped her sword to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what it is. Don't get me wrong. By the end of this episode, I was like, Rick has talked some sense into her. I think she's refocused. I think she gets it now. It's a bigger picture, a future for everybody. So, and exactly what she told him when they were in that cell back when, you know, it's time to fight and blah, 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 blah. I think he, you know, he took her words and flipped it on her and said, look, it's a bigger picture. So I'm hoping she gets it. No more fuck ups like that, because.
Yeah, I hope so too, because she's. I like her way too much for her to start getting all Sasha and Rosita on me.
Okay, let's talk about them too. Okay, first let's talk about Rosita. Mm-hmm. How is your feelings towards Rosita this whole episode?
The same as it's been for the past five episodes.
I want a karate chopper.
Bye. You go do what you gotta do, girl.
You know, and I was a big fan of Rosita.
Me too.
You know, and but, you know, do you think it's because, I mean, it's obvious that when she went to go see Father Gabriel and started bitching him out, like, I was going to do this and this. And then my wife looked at me and she was like, wait a second. She still did what she wanted to do. She shot his bat. Mm-hmm. She didn't kill Negan. How is this even his fault? And I think I even tweeted out. I'm like, you're the one that shot his bat, not him. But to come, I think she just feels shitty that Abraham is dead. Spencer was her fault. Eugene is gone. I think she's just being a snatch face because she really feels and knows that she fucked up big time.
Yeah, but look at Daryl's role in what happened with Glenn.
What happened with Glenn? I can't remember. What happened with Glenn? What happened with Glenn? I can't remember. Oh, that's right.
He went on vacation.
He went on a sleepy vacation. Well, you know, I think Daryl's handling it his way. You know, I think Daryl definitely feels that because of Glenn's murder, it was his fault. And he's definitely handling it different. I think she's just ugly right now. Like,
yeah,
straight
she's just
up,
taking it a little too far.
Like, coming down on, again, Tara comes over there to try to help her out with her stitches, and she's like, I already did it. I was like, and you know, you and I do not like Tara. But I felt bad for Tara again. I wanted to
You're going a little soft on Tara the past few episodes.
It's because Rosita, man.
She's ruining it for you?
Yes. Like, I wanted to continue to hate Tara. Now every time Tara comes up, I'm like, Tara, don't. And then she's like right in Rosita's face, trying to be nice, trying to motivate her, trying to, you know, everything that Tara's saying. I'm like, Tara's right. You're just being a bitch, Rosita. But yeah. So then in the end, she goes and sees her, which she's talked shit about Sasha. Throwing
exactly.
her looks and then goes over there like, I need your help.
Because she's a hypocrite.
Yes. Honestly, I think that if she got Sasha killed, Rosita would be like, oh, well. I truly feel that way. And I don't know. How do you think that's going to... So it's obvious these two, she's got the rifle. Sasha wants the shot. It looks like to be a sniper rifle. Is that what it looked like?
I guess.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't a machine gun or anything.
No.
So it seems like it's not a... I got to get up close to shoot him. God forbid Rosita have
well,
to
no,
do
because
it.
It had a scope on it.
Right, exactly. I wonder if Sasha's going to know, like, what? You shot him, like, 3 feet away from you and you shot his bat? Jesus Christ.
You dumb bitch.
What do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? I mean, apparently, Daryl, she heard Daryl give all the schematics. Sasha knows the outside from Jesus.
Okay, let me just say this.
Okay.
I liked Rosita in the beginning,
and
I liked Sasha in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but then Sasha started going weird, and now Rosita's being a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked them in the beginning because I felt like they were strong female characters,
mm-hmm.
where this show is like driven by
now,
the male characters.
Hold on real quick, but some people would say they still are. They're just moody at times.
They are, but I feel like... The decisions that they're making right now seem stupid to me,
okay.
and I'm sure they seem stupid to other people because it's basically, they even said it themselves, it's a one-way ticket.
Right.
So I'm just hoping that if they do something, that it turns out not to be as bad as we think it's going to be.
Okay.
Even though I don't really care whether they live or die at this point because they're being stupid.
Now that you put it that way, I think knowing our luck, especially for you and I, they're going to put themselves in a situation that'll get somebody else captured.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be our luck.
Exactly.
Where you and I would be having a conversation with Branson and be like, those bitches got so-and-so killed. That's what I don't see anything positive happening. And with their record right now, it would just be their luck that somebody would get kidnapped because of their stupidity. Because they're not thinking. They're emotionally thinking with the wrong, I don't know what they're doing, but they're just... So
I mean,
up.
They're acting like they had these epic romances with Abraham. Like, I get it that they both had their relationships with him, but
well, that's girls.
Don't get yourself killed.
That's what's girls for you. That's what girls for you.
No, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, you should be.
I just don't want them to make it. It feels like in this episode the most. You know how they made Michonne look like she was going soft, like willing to give up because she thought Rick died and.
Right.
What Sasha and Rosita are planning on doing, and then Tara, like, fighting with herself on whether or not she should tell Rick about Oceanside. I feel like they're making the female characters weak, and I don't like that.
Well, they are compared to the guys.
I know, but I don't like that, because Carol's not weak.
Hell, because Carol is half girl,
and,
half guy.
And Michonne is not weak either. But in this episode, I feel like they made them all look like... Like they're worthless.
And you never know, though. But you are, now that you're saying it out loud, you're right. But maybe that's to trick us. And maybe the next episode, we're going to be like, oh, shit. Because did you see the commercial for Carol for next
yes.
week? Carol's like, goes to Morgan, says, hey, what the hell's going on? Is everybody okay? Mm-hmm. I even told my wife, I was like, screw what just happened in this episode. Carol's going to find out. Mm-hmm. And she is going to be like, oh, Rambo ninja.
Oh. Carol's going to walk into Negan's place, like just killing everybody by herself.
Cannot wait. Oh, guess. But yeah, these two, at the end of this, I was like, oh, crap. This is not going to be good at all.
So. Oh my God, it's funny. I was texting Branson. We didn't text too much during this episode, but when Tara was talking to Judith.
Oh my God.
I texted Branson and I was like, when did Judith grow up? So I was like, what happened? We were talking for the past few episodes. We're like, where the hell is Judith?
It's been some time though.
It has been.
You know what?
But that much?
But you know the funny thing though is that you text Branson that, right? Mm-hmm. What I saw was, oh my God, Tara, really? You're getting advice from Judith.
No, but I'm not done because I sent her a thing. I was like, oh my God, Tara keeps talking. And Judith is like, shut up.
I saw some memes on Tumblr and like she's talking and like you could, it was like screenshot of Judith's face. Like, really? Really? But yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Like, that's what it looked like. Judith is like, just stop it already.
Just give me this bracelet and shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was.
Francie said, Judith don't give a damn about anything but food and sleeping.
And pooping.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that was another thing. When Rick and Michonne were eating all that food, I was like, oh my God.
Really?
They're going to have like wicked shit.
That's what you. Really?
That was what I was thinking.
That's what comes
to
mind.
I have brothers.
It's amazing what you certain fans think and watch. Like I was like, when I saw that part, I was like, ooh, chili and macaroni and cheese. That is good. You're like, oh my God, they're gonna have the shits. See the difference between girls and guys.
All right. Oh my God.
All right. And speaking of Tara, I mean Oceanside, the Amazons with all the guns.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that she's gonna have to tell Rick, right?
Yes.
How do you think that's gonna? You think Rick's gonna? I mean, as soon as
I don't
they
know
get,
because I think she had a. Okay. Like, despite the fact that she was talking to a baby,
right?
I think she had valid reasons for being conflicted about whether or not she
definitely.
Should say something.
Definitely. I mean, once again, she was saying all the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hilarious that she had to get it from advice from Judith, but when that last statement of like we're going to kill somebody to prevent them from killing and hurting other people, and then she's like, shit. I mean, which was true.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know how they're going to like Tara when she, because she escaped. And now she's going to be bringing, I don't know. Do you think she's going to go by herself or do you think Rick's going to go with her?
I don't think she would go by herself.
I don't think so either. Because they might take her out.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm just going to be curious to see. But you know what? I don't know. I think if Rick goes, I mean, look what Rick did when he met the trash peeps.
Yeah, that lady's annoying.
He smiled the entire time. So if he sees people there, Rick's going to put on the charm.
Yeah.
And he's already got, he can at least say, I've got these groups. You know, you got the guns. We can take these people out. And if anybody has any reason to kill the saviors, it's this group.
Mm-hmm.
All the dudes.
I think it's going to be hard to convince them, though. Because they really, like, don't even let anyone get close to their little camp.
Yeah, that's going to be the tough one there. Before they even get to the huts.
Maybe they'll send Carol.
I don't know. I know that that commercial, Carol comes up to the kingdom and like killing zombies straight up and says, open the damn door. Walks straight up to Morgan and says, what the hell's going on?
You know what they should do? They should send Jesus to Oceanside. Because he's like mellow.
Oh, I was about to say, because he looks like Jesus.
And he looks like Jesus.
All right.
And he's a ninja.
Are we done?
Yes.
All right. That's it. Okay, so scale of 1 to 10. But okay, hold on, before you answer, it seems like you really liked this episode.
I did like the episode. I just didn't like that they were making all the women look weak. But I did like the episode.
All right. Scale of 1 to 10.
A 9.
Ooh, almost a perfect score.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, making the women look. So let me ask you a question, though. if Michonne wouldn't have looked weak in this episode, would have gotten a 10? Or is it just Mike, it just made all the women just looked like pussies.
For an episode that didn't have a whole lot of action.
Right.
I still thought it was really good. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see here. From scale 1 to 10, this episode, would I give it a 9? Let me look at my notes here real quick. Sasha being a snatch face. And my blood going here. And then I did really like the scene with Michonne and Rick. And they were talking in the van and while they were eating. And then the episode did want me to try some chili and macaroni and cheese. I would have to agree with you. A 9 as well. It was really good. Almost, almost there.
I think this episode is like setting things up well.
Well.
Plus, it was a good transition from the shitty Eugene episode last week.
Wow.
And then Carol coming back next week. It was a very good transition.
So you know what? Maybe they are doing it because maybe they're making you feel like, oh, the women are pussies. And then all of a sudden, Carol, you're like, oh, my God. And now Michonne
and
has got
And then it's women power.
Bam. And now they're going to go visit Oceanside. Women unite. Power. Girl power.
Boom.
See? Well, don't you like the trash people? Because that's girl powered.
No. No, they're weird.
So.
And she's a bitch. They brought her 60-something guns, and she's like, more.
They need more. They got more people.
Maybe she should look in her trash piles. I'm sure they have guns stashed somewhere in there.
Oh, my God.
She's a biatch.
It's amazing how you're like, girl power, except her. I hate her. Girl power. All right. So you give it a 9. I give it a 9. So we're done with this episode. New episode airs. We're just going to call it Carol's Back next Sunday on AMC. And then come Monday, hopefully we'll be able to recap the show. I've been the responsible one. You two girls need to get together. I don't care about your education. It's time to talk about The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to check out Kristen, you can check her out on a blog that she be doing. It's called AccordingToKristen.com. That is her. And then, of course, if you want to hit her up on Twitter, Instagram, what is that?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at ThisIsKristen_.
Sweet. And if you want to check me out, I got a blog, iWatchMike.com. Do you hear my son in the background?
Yes.
Hey, Maddox, we're trying to record The Walking Dead.
He wants to talk, too.
He does want to talk. He is not a fan of, I think he has a thing for Judith. He's kind of looking at her. And they're about the same age. Hey, we're trying to record. So if you want to check my blog out. it's iWatchMike.com. That's where you can find all the goods. Snapchat's on there. There's a tab there that has all the podcasts that we do there. And Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook. If you want to go to iTunes, if you got iTunes and you want to subscribe to the show, that way you don't miss anything, just search The Walking Dead Recap Show. You'll see it there. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find us there as well. So that is it for this episode of The Walking Dead. We'll be back next Monday night. Talk how Carol whoops ass. The question is, will Kristen and Brancy like that episode? The rate we're going, probably not.